Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a specialist for Amarni Mos Shirichu, Ishmael Smart says to Vas Shmuel, Laschus, Chavit Fegabas, Michadis Basia, Sol Chachel of Israel. And Laschus Nechakitl. Vas Ephraim Tzvi, the Baruch HaBatzah Baruch HaMaseh Yadeh. And the Schus Chaychan Abbasor Nadel, Ruth Victor Bastil Rovida, Yosef Leobim of Kachava, Lumadai Baschan Dina, Mirim Bain of Baskoda, Shalab Rachabat Slacha, Amasa Yedeam, Lufuas Nisan Lilan Ben Shanet Sipora, and this is based on the Sefer Bor Panecha, and Tehillim, in the 81st Perek. We say, Tikkun B'chayei HaShofar B'Kesef L'Yom Chageinu. Kichok L'Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov Eidus B'Hosef Samu B'Tzeisol Eretz Mitzrayim Sos L'Yedat Yeshma. Sound the shofar on the new moon and the appointed time for the day of our festival. For it's a statute of Israel, the judgment of the God of Yaakov, as a testimony for Yosef, he ordained it when he went forth over the land of Egypt, when I understood a language that I didn't know. Ad kan midivrei ha'psukim. The whole Indian of Tkiyas Shofar is hidden. We know why we eat matzah and maror. Yeshiva Sukkah, it all says it in the Pasuk. The psukim mefurashim. The Pasuk never tells us. And according to the Stam of the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph, Arbat Prakam Oilam Nidan, Ayitochen Shat Kias, Shechot Layotosha Rosh Shana Yom Adin. According to Yosi Adam Nidan B'chol Yom. So it's not special Yom Adin and Rosh Hashanah, according to Yosi Lechora. Person's judged every day. According to Rabbi Lazar, the petitioner in Nivra Oilam, could be that Kiya Shofar is Shaykh the Yom Bria Sa'adam, but according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Nissa Nivra Olam, so we want to know, like, Kulei Alma, what's this blowing of the Shofar on the first of the seventh month, the Radak, and the Pasuk of Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar writes, Yom Rishon Shel Chodesh, Vomer B'Zeh HaYom, Shorosh Chodesh, Tikkun Shofar, Kamo Shetziv V'Eschem Moshe. He says that today, which is Rosh Chodesh, blow the shofar like Moshe commanded you. And it would appear that this is the reason why we blow on Rosh Hashanah, because our avos stopped working Mitzrayim on this day, and the Terua is a siman that the Avadim are sent away. And Dibur Maschuk Chichok Yisrael Hu, he says, Radak Zeh Shani Oimer Lechem Tikku Choyku Mishpatu Aleichem Shetziva Eschem Aleike Yaakov. Lama Tziva Eschem Eidus Behosef Samo. Klamar Zecher Veidut Sam Zeh Achok Shehut Kiyat Shofar Behosef Kamo Yosef. So it says that this blowing is a choyku mishpat, that the God of Yaakov commanded you. And why did he command you? Because of Eidus b'Yosefech Samo. In other words, it's a zecher and an Eidus that this law was placed, which is the Tkiyas Shofar of Yehosef, which is Yosef. And all the Jewish people are called Yosef. And what's the Eidus? B'Tzeisol Eretz Mitzrayim. that we went out of Egypt. In other words, that we went out of the Avdus. So according to the Radak, with Kiyo Shofar Zecher L'Britel Avodim Yavuseinu B'Mitzrayim B'Rishon L'Chodesh HaShvi'i Mekom Avual B'Rosh Shana B'Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Near the Gemara and Daf Yud Amud Beis explains the Pasuk Yosef Kipshutoi, the Pasuk about Yosef on a simple level, that in Rosh Hashanah Yosef went out of jail. And it could be that the Yosef leaving jail is the Sheresh of the Jews not working anymore from Rosh Hashanah. But L'chayra, if the Pasuk is referring to Yosef himself who went out of jail, how are you going to explain that the Chok Yisrael Shetiku B'Choy D'Shefa Nikbal Dorot Zecher Yeshuato HaPratit Shal Yosef HaTzadik? The Pasuk is referring to Yosef who went out of jail. How are you going to explain that the Chok Yisrael is L'Doris? How do we build a Doris for his own personal Yeshua? So it must be that this personal Yeshua is Shayach to this Mikra Kodesh, to this holy day. Also, it's worth noting that it's true that we find that the Shofar is a symbol of Shiluach Avodim. Re lo matzanu she yashayach b'misuyam liyitziyah mibeit ha'asurim. Kach shebishofar ein bitui mufak. Betochen ha'yishua shel Yosef b'yom zeh. So it's true that we find that the Shofar is a symbol for Shiluach Avodim. We don't find that it's shayach b'misuyam that a person should go out of jail. So in the Shofar, there's no clear expression of Yosef's Yeshua on this day. It says in the Pasuk, Eidus be Yosef, someone would say so there. Eidus be Yosef, Samo Beretz Mitzrayim. It says so there, it's a sign, Svasla Yedat Yeshua. It says in the Gemara that when Paras said to Yosef, "Biladecha lo yarem ish es yado," the Itzdagnine Paro said, "An Evet who was sold for 20 silver pieces is going to be our ruler." So said the astrologers; they couldn't believe it. He said, "Ginune malchus ani royabo." I see he has certain kingly. Royal behaviors. Amalon ken ani ha'ayyadeh b'shivim yatloshim. That's true, he should know 70 languages. So Gavriel came and he taught him 70 languages. And it says, Eidus b'yosef samo b'tzeso l'eretz mitzrayim s'fas lo'idati yashma. So he taken knew all the languages. So the s'chi of Yosef b'sfas lo'idati yashma is mikoyach oisoy shoresh. In other words, the same pasuk. We learn that Yosef got out of jail. We also learn that Yosef learned the 70 languages, a language that I didn't know I heard. And we're going to explain that idea. It says, Yosef He said, "What's wrong?" He saw that they were unhappy in the morning. Sa'amashkim sa'arfim, he said, "What's wrong?" And they told him their dreams. And therefore, biladecha lo yorim ish es yado v'esraglo b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. After 2 years, they take Yosef out of the poor to interpret the dreams of Paro. And from this, it was known that he had the spirit of God in him. There's no one wise like him. And therefore, he's the man. Nobody's going to lift up their hand and leg in Mitzrayim without Yosef. He saw they were upset. Yosef l'chor is in jail. It's enough that he has his own tzaras. That when a person has his own tzara, He focuses inwards, doesn't pay attention to other people. Here we're talking about Tzarise Paroi. This is the rulership that got him in jail in the first place. So who cares about those guys? One might think Yosef would feel. He has his own problems and they represent the bad guys. Not only that, but anybody who's in jail isn't happy. Who's happy in jail? We have to say that Yosef did care, and Yosef noticed that today they look worse than other days. Why do you look worse today than other days? And because of that, they ended up getting out of jail and telling Paro. And so Mashkin told Paro. Yosef was taken out of jail, and that ultimately led to the Geula. So it all started with Yosef paying attention to the distress of other people. He didn't only listen to what they were saying. He saw their facial expression. He was conscious. He was aware. He was sensitive. Sfas lo yadati yashma. Language that I didn't know I heard. They didn't speak it. They didn't say it. But he understood. A person who listens to what's beyond the words is zocha to know, learn new words. Is zocha to shivim lashon. He breaks through the barrier of language. He understands everybody, and everybody understands him. It's a mashal that's miyuchas to the Baal Shem Tov, Leinit Ki Yashofer. Melech had a ben yachid, an unbelievable child, Klil HaMailis, and the king was Misanig Boy. V'sameach b'roysa yisa holech v'gadol b'darchei toivim. The king was so happy with him. He saw him growing in a good way. This isn't the true good. He has whatever he wants. I give him everything. The true good is that he earned it on his own. So he sent him away so he'd be able to make it on his own. And he told his son, every month send me a letter, what's going on with you, so I can guide you. His son was always surrounded by servants. Now he's alone, he doesn't know what to do. The money goes, the food goes, he's sad. He doesn't know where to turn. And then he gets to a group of reikim b'peichazim, ganovim v'shedidim. And he connects to a gang. And he becomes like one of them. And he loses his milas of being the son of a king, being a prince. And the son is going on one of the countries, and he hears a call on Mula Shel Simcha. He said, what's everyone so happy about? And they said, this is the anniversary of the first day of the kingship. So he's celebrating. And the son had a lot of tzara. Remembered he was the son of the king. Look at how low he'd fallen. He missed his father. Finally gets back to the palace, and the guards didn't recognize him. He's wearing rags, he's unkempt, and he starts to cry. And the king said, oh, that's my son. And he brought him back in, and he hugged him, and he kissed him. So to the Nimshel, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings down a neshama into this world from above, puts in all the klipas of the Guf HaGashmi, we get involved in all types of gangs, and we forget. We forget to talk like the princes that we are. It comes the day of crowning. Imru lefanei malchus. Lishetamlichuni aleichem. And we want to return to the king. It's the anniversary of his kingship. We don't know what to say. So we just start crying, we start sobbing. Like the Gemara says. Long cries, short cries. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears us and he has mercy. what schus are we zocher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekayim shema kolenu chus v'rachim aleinu even before we're mekayim shayach to kabel rachim ratzon and tefillah seinu before we're even able to daven properly, just shema kolenu, just we want God to hear our voice. Eidus b'yasev samu b'tzeisu al eretz Mitzrayim svas lo yadati yeshma, the shofar speaks a language of svas lo yadati. This is an eidus of the Yetzir of Yosef al eretz Mitzrayim and his zechiyah b'svas lo yadati yeshma, that he was able to hear languages he couldn't hear. And we're all called al shem Yosef, like the Radak says. We go on his pathway to be able to look at other people's faces and see how they're feeling and how they're doing and see beyond the words, and then will be seiche to break through the barrier of language and know all the languages that not everybody else knows. Most people don't know 70 languages. It all starts with what Yosef did, how he got out of jail by listening to other people beyond the words. And in that schus Hashem listens to us beyond the words. Just our cries. Hazin shabaseinu, v'sakshiv imenu ma'amar. Listen to our cries. Hashem's going to hear the mimer. And answer us. Yimei Hadin are shayach not only to the here and now, they're magi ad l'shoresh, like we see in the Ran in Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are shayach to the din and avoid the satikun and the slich of cheder adam harishon. Chayda Eagle. These are the Chatoim HaShoshim. That's what we're fixing on. And Rosh Hashanah, Ayin Shem Niran, Rosh Hashanah. Every generation gets punished for the Eagle. And every generation, obviously, is still suffering from Chayda Adam HaRishon. We haven't been attacking that fully. There's another sin, it's Chayt Mechiras Yosef. It says in the Medrash that in every generation the Chayt of Mechiras Yosef is Kayim and Shechar Tev. According to that, the Meshechachm explains the Nesach HaChasima, Yat HaSochon Yisrael L'mchol N'Shifte Yishuvun B'chol Dor V'Dor. Sochon Yisrael is the Chayt HaEgel. That's the Chayt of Yisrael. L'mchol N'Shifte Yishuvun is Chayt Mechiras Yosef. So the Slich and Mechil and Yom Kippur comes from the Tshuva Seretz and Meitshuvas. The Avod of Tshuva and Chayt Mechiras Yosef starts on Rosh Hashanah. And it would appear that that's also shaykh to the shofar, the Torah as Eidus b'Yosef, as we're going to see. V'yomri ish alachi v'al ha'shenim anachim alachinu al shereinu b'tzoras nafshev v'schanu elenu v'lo shemanu. We didn't hear our brother. And that's why we're having this tzara. That's what one brother said to the other. The others. Yosef was able to listen here beyond the words. Madua p'nechem ro'im ayom. They weren't able to hear. He cried out, we didn't hear him at all. And Yosef heard even without words. So you have to be davik, b'midas Yosef, and more sensitive to other people, see their facial expression, carry the yoke with our friends, v'yanos v'yetze achutza. That Yosef HaTzadik who knows how to refrain with such strength from any inappropriate connection, he knows how to detach himself. He knows how to be oimed b'tzidkoi b'eretz Mitzrayim v'lo liyos mushpa. Einenu mitkanes l'toch atzmo v'yoshev b'seisem adamigotav v'ruchaniyot. You're right, Yosef knows how to separate when he has to separate. But when he has to be sensitive, when he has to interact with others and care, he's able to do so. Madua p'neichem ro'im ayom. That's Yosef. The brothers weren't able to do that. The brothers weren't able to hear. And Yosef was able to hear, and that's what we ask Hashem, to hear our kol shofar. And the schus that we're able to hear others also, we're able to hear their cries. Niban siach shoshan choichi ma'avis toidim. They always sing so beautifully at the chuppas. Kishyesh ava, Sometimes when there's love, the siach, miban, who can understand the siach of shayshan choichim, of this rose among thorns? Sometimes it's the words can stab, but deep inside there's a shayshana, there's a rose. And the one who loves understands the siach shayshan choichim, sees the rose in havanas dover mitech dover. Miban, who can understand the siach, the conversation Sheishan Chochim, of the rose among the thorns of Avos Deidim, when they love each other. You're right, it looks like there are thorns, but the person who really loves can see the rose and the thorns. But the Sheifer were Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also Shaykh to Edus B'Yosef Samo B'Tseiso Aleretz Mitzrayim Sas Lo Yidat Yeshma. Because Vahi B'Shuun Melech B'Sasef Rosh Yom Yachad Shifte Yisrael. B'Sasef, like Rashi says, when they all gather together and there's peace. Kama, that were mishtadil for him, lachdes chavercha v'nachas ruach, were more shaykh to him lachdes koincha, like it says in the Reishis Chochma, b'shar chibur akeva, that's going to ask us at the end of days, were you mamlich your friend, did you make your friend king with pleasantness? Were you mamlich your creator, did you make God king? And they're connected. You make your friend king, it's Yosef, worrying about his friends, caring about other people, listening to their words. And that also relates to Malchus Shamayim. Vahi b'shuvun melech, b'sasef roshe yon, yachad shifte Yisrael, when we all have unity. So at kamada was shemeya, to the extent that we're able to hear the svas lo yadati, shel azulas, we're able to hear other people's, the words beyond the words, what they're expressing even without words. And we'll be zeuche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear our shofar. And again, this was on Rosh Hashanah, what happened with Yosef. And Rosh Hashanah is the time that we're mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to the extent that we're able to hear others, we're able to be mamlich Hashem, because then we have unity. We only can be mamlich Hashem when we have unity. We hear what other people are saying without them saying it. And then we'll be zeiche, ahamlich aleinu es melech machiam lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nizke shiye mevin u'mazin mavit u'makshiv kol t'chiyaseinu. Ma'advarim hayu yuflaim b'yoyser. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.